show with a bed for pre-rolls. No fit in the crowd for the free clothes. Feel brave as I walk to the stage and I tell them to behave as I put them in the days. I been bold and I been bad. Bitch mad when I give a damn whiplash. I consult your bae as a quick cash. Sexy walk my way to a big bag. I hit the bank and I cash out. Same way at the booth and I lash out. No, I ain't had fear for the passion. Gonna work from the first to the last shit. Throw a little lap dance to the black man. Let him hit it from the back side with a backhand. Front side looking at it with his eyes wide. Now anytime I feel like a right to work.
Big bag when I walked in. I been making plays, nigga, top 10. I'm feeling like Cisco on the thong song. When I vibe out to the violin, yup, you gotta work that. Go and bust a nigga down, make a jerk back. Said I told my dentist I'm relentless. I been flossing front to side to back. Flossing, D nigga mad when I walk in. I'm so sick, so sick. Trip on the rug in the carpet. Say love, drop it down and bend it low. I wanna see how far you make it go. And if you're gonna sexy walk, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another rendition of the Fix Your Crown
Podcast. Yes, sir. Full transparency.
Deuce Jones.
Deuce.
DJ Big Rhyme.
You know me.
We back.
What up, bro?
Things are real. Life is great.
Yes.
Had to be. I've been saying, I be feeling like it's hella selfish sometimes saying that I'm good, knowing that my better half, my fiance, is back home going through the mommy motions.
Yeah.
So I just be trying to keep like the positivity flowing. I also feel like it's got to be difficult to deal with somebody that's like, nah, we going to be positive regardless of that.
Yeah, no doubt. So, I mean, I was in that situation too. You know, it's, I mean, we can't help it, man. We just positive people, bro. How do you be, you know? What's the opposite of negative? Excuse me, duh. I had a brain fart. How could you be negative when you got such great things coming, bro? You know what I'm saying?
The cons. I don't even want to call it a con, but those are the costs of being a parent. Your memory sometimes is here, and then sometimes it's not.
Yes.
So you gotta take all those things into account.
Yes. Yes.
Otherwise, yes, what do we got going on? You got anything happening soon, bro? You got any events or anything going on? Because I know we limited with time today.
So. Yeah. What do I got? Nothing as of now lately. New mixes will be posted very soon to my Mixcloud. I was just in here kind of recording a little bit of a mix, so you guys will have, you know, like a quick little 15-minute teaser or something like that. But, I mean, just staying productive, bro. Productive production, you know what I'm saying, are my keywords that I've kind of been on right now. Because I've been slacking a little bit, so, you know, I'm just getting back on the ball, bro, between work and between, you know, regular real life shit, man. We getting back to this DJ shit.
That part. Look, man, I've been trying to tell everybody that I know that does some type of art that equals content at the end of the day. Yeah. Everything that you do can, like, be content, but nobody, like, takes that into account or really how everything is functioning now, like, algorithm-wise, as much as people don't want to, like, take that word into account or like give it any type of responsibility in life. If you're trying to do something online, viral, anything of that nature, like the algorithm is going to be either your best friend or your worst enemy at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's like if you're not promoting stuff online right now or like in touch with your social media or whatever, which I'm not, like I want to be, You're probably not gonna, you know, go as far as you really can, to be honest. Like, it's just being honest. It sucks. But it's like, now social media and being on the internet is like 50% of it, realistically.
Probably a little bit more.
Probably a little bit more, because you could be out face-to-face and people will still forget you. But the social media, you post every day, I guess people, you know, they gravitate more towards that because everybody always on their phone.
And it has to be a different package for each spot. And now they're making it easier for that stuff to be like made on the go, like Opus and there's other streams.
Shout out to Opus, man.
That the GOAT is crazy.
Opus the GOAT, for real.
Oh, speaking of shout outs and crazy programs, shout out to FL Studio. Just dropped a crazy update recently. Yeah,
they something that I'm gonna have to download again.
Stem separation now.
Previews
within the program now, like click and all that stuff is there. They got a cloud now. Yeah, they got
catching up. They're trying to catch up.
They got like real, that. Real fancy this time around, and I appreciate that. Them for that and free lifetime updates.
Hey.
I'm big on purchasing programs.
Fruity Loops.
One reason.
Fruity Loops, we coming back home, baby. Yeah, we coming back home.
Yeah, it's worth it. I will say that. The producer bundle is worth it.
We are coming back home.
I had a question regarding this, right? Like, once upon a time, I used to be a gatekeeper when it came to FL Studios.
Oh, yeah.
Because I felt like I gave somebody the sauce one day,
yeah,
and they ran off with it. And, like, we never spoke again, and it was crazy. I was like, damn, bro, I showed you how to make this. Because after that, I saw his page and all the stuff that he was making from what I showed him, like how to do it. And I was just like, wow, did I just give away like my talent, bro? Like, what just happened?
I mean, not, yo, you know... Dang, it's like you can't even think about that. That's crazy that you say that, bro. Because maybe that's your purpose, to be that person. I was thinking about this all day, just walking in your purpose, bro. And for you to say something like that, you don't know what you could have did for this person, bro. And you don't know if it can still come back full circle. You know what I mean?
I know at the end of the day, I'm a spark. You know what bro. That means, bro?
What's it mean?
It means divine. So okay. I be walking around as people. It's like divine interventions
there you go.
All the time.
Bro, come on.
And I feel like that's mad hubris to say or egotistical, but like, it's really what be happening.
I was
like,
about to say, what else? How else can you say it, bro, to be honest?
I enjoy being a third party for that one reason alone.
There you go.
Well, I'm going to find out something about this new person one way or the other.
Nah.
And then I'm probably going to put them on game about themselves just because that's how I function.
Yeah, man. That's what's up, bro.
Friendly neighborhood Goku when she did everything you do.
I mean, strive to be great. Walk in your purpose. Walk your path. Speaking of that, bro, like, it's like, I feel like a lot of people get that twisted, too. It's... You don't necessarily know if that's your path or if that's your purpose or if that's your reason for being here. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you saying that you are a gatekeeper. It's like, I feel like that too with a lot of people's music. Like, I have a lot of people's music around town, unsigned artists, out of town, whatever. I have a lot of people's music that people literally cannot get. Like, I got stuff from back in the day when people that you see now that are doing stuff weren't doing nothing then, but just making it. So it's like,
I got some underground,
you know what I'm saying?
Untouched. TGIF,
yes,
on deck, something crazy. And I forgot that I had it. I was like, yo, that's what,
you know what I'm saying?
What?
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I got a lot of stuff like that. So maybe that's just our thing, bro, to be those gatekeepers, to be the ones who not necessarily hold on to it, but hold on to it until the time is right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So it's like, we walk. Walking in our purpose, bro. I feel like that's just what it is, man. And that's one thing that we got to keep doing. We may think that we might not be in our purpose, but what we're doing, if it involves like our music or involves, you know, just future endeavors and things that we want to do, pretty much just planting a seed for things that we want to do down the line. But I think we're ordering our steps the proper way, man.
Yeah.
I really do.
I think we're walking the path pretty,
you know what I'm saying?
Pretty well at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, there'd be a few little tweaks and stuff that have to be made, but that's just life. Oh,
speed bumps, bro.
Yeah.
Speed bumps.
It's just life. It's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Life be trying to trip you up, so.
Hey, life just be life, man.
I ain't gonna lie,
bro.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. It took TikTok be putting me on game to a lot of stuff. Right. And I hate the fact that it be coming from TikTok. I get so educated from TikTok.
Yeah, bro.
But a comedian has said, you know, this ain't, everything that's going on right now, for those that are old enough, this ain't nothing new.
Yeah.
You've seen this every election year.
Yeah, yeah.
Every election year, everything goes shit.
Yes.
The temperature and the weather makes no sense. Gas prices shoot up.
Yeah.
What's that? Inflation happens one way or the other.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
And then the election happens and then everything goes. Somehow solidifies.
Yep. It's like they got it. They have to, man. It's mathematics, bro. They got to destroy it first before they can rebuild it. And they go on with the times. The fall comes. People think the world is ending. Every year when the sun goes away and the cold comes and
it's
the leaves
been
start
so
falling,
warm,
bro.
Though.
And it has.
It's been so nice.
We got blessed this weekend, bro. And then Sunday, it's changing, y'all. It's changing.
Like, the stuff that's in the news ain't even, like, news at the end of the day. Like, there's some crazy stuff that happened. And the fact that we're so desensitized now that we kind of just glossed over. There was a whole mass shooting not too long ago. I think, like, a week ago.
That's crazy.
And I forgot where it was. So I ain't going to speak on it too much. But, yeah, that happened. And... Lost over.
Yeah, because
it was Halloween week.
Yep. Yeah, the devil week.
Ayo, shout out to Halloween. My timeline been looking crazy. Oh my god.
All the costumes?
Yeah, because apparently this past weekend was the weekend to celebrate.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
So yeah, it looks wild out there. Yeah, shout out to y'all that are still celebrating.
And honestly, no shout outs to the groups that are doing these corny group costumes that y'all been doing for years. Whether y'all the inmates, the group of ninjas, the bank robbers, I don't want to see no more of that.
Yeah. All
right, bro. I don't want to see no more of that. I'm done with it. Well, you can do what you want. I'm just tired of seeing it, bro, at the end of the day, man.
Is there one specific costume that you know you're tired of seeing, whether it be a group or a solo outfit? What? Give me them.
The army costumes. The group army costumes. Like, y'all not going to war for real. Take that camouflage off, man. And the jail costumes.
Yeah, that is kind of disrespectful.
Because can't none of y'all last a week in jail if that's the case, bro.
That is kind of like hella disrespectful.
You know what I'm saying?
Think about it. Like, dressing in fatigues is probably not the wave.
A full fatigue suit, especially if it's not the real one.
I think that's like a slap in the face of anybody that's like a veteran. And then to dress in prison clothing, like, bro, if you're not...
You're almost degrading yourself, bro.
Yeah, if you're not from it, like, what's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point?
You don't want to be a part of that life, bro.
Especially not now.
Nah.
Come on, if after all the things we done watched growing up, Oz, like...
Come on, bro.
Orange is the New Black.
I'm like, all set.
Yeah, bro.
All of that.
Keep me away.
I'm all set.
First 48.
Orange is my favorite color. You'll never see me wearing an orange jumpsuit. Yeah. You will never see me wearing an orange jumpsuit.
Far away.
Period.
Real quick, let me see what we can skim by real quick. Oh, speaking of skims, apparently Kim Kardashian landed a deal with the NBA and they got a partnership with Skims.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. They just announced it. Matter of fact, let me go to this
with the NBA.
With the NBA.
So what is she gonna make for them?
You didn't know? Skims just dropped a whole men's line.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bro.
What, body suits?
I guess.
Oh.
I guess
probably compression apparel.
Yeah, you know, because at the end of the day, as much as we all want to look like the Nigerians and everybody from the homeland,
mm-hmm.
we not built like that.
Nah.
Americans just ain't built. Unless you go in, put in the work, you're not gonna look like.
Facts. Nah.
Akintembe, whatever. Yeah. You know,
Amir Sabadu.
You're not gonna look like this.
Yeah.
Giannis is a Greek freak for that reason, because it's like, bro,
Call him a god.
You're not from here. You're not from here. That's the difference between any American that's just visiting Africa and a pure African.
Nah, bro.
Berries and fruits on this side.
Come on, bro. Strictly. Or not even. You saw his movie, right?
Yes.
The Giannis movie. Yep. That was a pretty good movie, too. Yeah. Pretty good, biopic. We ain't even gonna call it a movie.
Shout out to Disney.
Yeah, that was a great flick, bro.
Yeah, they didn't really give too much more detail on this article, but yeah, go check that out. Skims by Kim Kardashian becomes official underwear partner of the NBA.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's big.
She got the bag.
Yeah, I mean,
she
been getting it.
Nah, this.
Yeah, that's a bag, though. That's a bag.
It's crazy.
Yeah, nah, that's a bag.
What a way to celebrate your Halloween.
Oh, speaking of the NBA, who was that dude, Joe who? Who was spazzing on his wife for having the OnlyFans?
Oh, Joe Smith, bro.
Now, here's my thing, right?
Yeah, let's talk about that, bro. Hold on, let's read the article real quick just to give y'all some content. Former NBA player Joe Smith finds out his wife has an OnlyFans page. Man, would it be a concern if you discovered that your wife had an OnlyFans page without informing you first?
I'll let you answer it first.
Honestly, is she getting banked? No, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's classy. You feel me?
Is anything on OnlyFans classy?
I mean, shout out to Euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the name of the show? With Zendaya and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. The one part of that show that I saw that it was like, oh, you know, that makes a lot of sense. A lot of people have, in the past 10 years, right, use OnlyFans for marketing, all that good stuff, right? And some people have figured out how to pimp the system to their liking.
Yeah, 100%.
Some people get up there and don't even do nothing but read books.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody pays for it.
Taking pictures of their feet and all that. Weirdos out
there.
What
I'm saying, not even to that extent. To sit there and read a book and never show your face and for somebody to still pay $25 and like,
that's true.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's true. But got a thing too. You got these, you know,
I'm just saying.
A lot of creeps out
there's
here.
There's plenty of creeps, but it's all by your discretion.
Uh-huh.
And it's all goes by what you, the creep, may be looking for. Mm-hmm. So there's probably different stages. Who knows what this lady is doing on hers, right? So
I doubt she's reading books. I highly doubt she's reading books.
She could have possibly hit it in her face. And he just putting it on blast. She decided to put it on blast.
Hey, listen.
It could have went so many other ways, is what I'm saying.
I'm going to answer.
Yeah, this is just me.
Nah,
it could have went so many other ways, depending on how it's packaged.
Right. 100%.
We will go forward from there.
The way I see it, if you can't tell me until I find out
that's crazy.
That you got an OnlyFans and we supposed to be getting money together, we married, you know what I'm saying? I was in the NBA, so you know I got bank. You whatever you do is possibly. What you do. Yeah, possibly. But Joe Smith, I think he's pretty well off still. You know what I'm saying?
That living room look, man.
You feel me, though? I'm just saying. You see what she drinking, too. Them drinks ain't cheap. She got the big bottle, $15 bottle of some damn
puree.
Excuse me. Hold on. Let me answer. Fault. Yeah. I personally don't support it. I don't support it only because it's like, bro, if we supposed to be in it together, you could just let me know. Or you let me know and let me see.
Out.
And now let me see what your page look like. Because, yeah, okay, you got it. All right, but it's not nothing crazy. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so show me.
But why I gotta find out?
Through my homie who probably seen a picture of you up there.
That's the crazy part.
Because how else he gonna find out?
I gotta find out.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the crazy part. If it didn't come to that, if it was presented and then like, hey, yo, this is what I'm doing on the side.
It obviously wasn't due to the fact of how he's talking to her.
No, it was how they both talking.
How they both talking to each other. Facts.
Mind you, she was the one that pulled out the camera and started recording.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, like she kind of knew what she was getting herself.
Yeah, she did. She was making sure she didn't get punched in the face. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Keep it a stack.
Yeah.
She was making because he was looking tight, bro.
That's why Matt don't have the soundboard.
He was looking. Yeah. He was looking upset, bro. He was looking upset.
And rightfully so.
And rightfully so, exactly.
Just
so,
don't strike nobody.
So right, for me,
don't get that domestic charge.
I'm all set. If you can't
and save yourself from that.
That's it. If you can't just be like, oh yeah, I got an OnlyFans. I'm getting money. Look how much they broke me off. Oh, I bet. Thanks for telling me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But if it's pictures of you doing whatever the hell you're doing up there and it's not what it should be for us to be married and you posting with it.
No. That part, yeah.
I'm off that.
That's your wife.
I'm like, off that.
Present that to me.
Yes. Yeah.
Please.
So whatever. Moving on.
More NBA staying talk. In the NBA.
Definitely.
Apparently, the U.S. Department of Justice is launching an investigation upon the NBA over alleged antitrust violations targeting the Big Three.
Mm.
And basically, that's saying that the NBA has been doing some Sadie-ish between the Big Three tournament that is ran by Ice Cube.
Yeah.
And they've been undermining them this whole time. So,
and that's crazy, bro.
It's crazy.
And that's crazy.
The DOJ has to get involved, but here we are,
bro. My thing is basketball. These are ex NBA players, so it's not like people ain't gonna. It's not like people are gonna stop watching the NBA games for the Big Three, bro. Let's be honest.
A show that I admire very much and recommend.
Mm.
Any sports fans or lovers to go check out on HBO, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I already knew this.
Called
Ballers.
Ballers, bro. On,
bro.
Go check it out because it pretty much is talking exactly about what's going on.
Literally.
Plenty of ex stars
that
are out here trying to make major moves and do teams and do players justice.
Yeah.
Like retired players, bro. I know you can still do work on the court, so we can bring you over here. There won't be no issue.
Where you ain't got to damn break your whole legs and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's more shooting.
We're not going up and down. It's half court. Yeah. Everything is gravy, bro. We know you up there in age. But we know you can still put in work.
I'm saying.
Oh, no.
We ain't going to work you like a dog either.
But now the association feels some type of way. And they making it, all right, that, yeah, that's wild, bro. But that just goes to show you with this melanation,
yeah,
comes, you know, different types of hurdles. So
yes, sir.
It's crazy that he's made the big three so official and still has to deal with these things.
Shit is corny. That's what it really is, bro. That shit is,
yo, just corny. Why can't we just get bread together? I understand.
You know why.
Yeah, I understand.
You know why.
That's
who run the NBA?
A crazy thought at the end of the day.
Who runs the NBA? And then you got to say who really runs the NBA, bro. That's the crazy thing.
On the lighter note of associates trying to get theirs.
Oh, I love that.
Yo.
I love that, bro.
Shout out to the Starbucks worker.
I love that.
That got fired and decided that she was going to leak the whole recipe.
Let's go. We appreciate you.
Oh, my gosh.
I love me some Starbucks.
Bro, I'm definitely going to Kohl's. Not Kohl's.
Target?
What's the store behind Kohl's or next to it?
Oh,
is it BJ's?
Costco is on that side.
I'm going to Costco's.
Yes, get all
ASAP, getting all the ingredients. Bro, there's something about Starbucks caramel that makes no sense.
Yeah, bro.
It makes no sense, especially warm. Well, as if it needs to be, but oh my gosh, now. Like,
crazy.
Yeah, shout out to Shorty for doing that. Yeah, whatever they did to you. You know that check wasn't worth it. Yep. Whatever attitude you caught there wasn't worth it.
And I hope that one right there goes up. Nah, not goes out of business.
Hey, yeah, because.
But y'all better treat your employees right.
Yeah,
because
you're in the community.
Know what I mean?
Shout out to the one on Boston Post Road. Y'all be holding it down, bro. Out there in Orange. Y'all mad friendly. Y'all don't get nobody no lip when they be asking for extra stuff.
I feel like that's all Starbucks, bro.
Nah, it's not all Starbucks.
I've never had a bad experience at a Starbucks.
You not out in the Havens.
They just don't make them right.
And Bridgeports and all that. And baby weird some of these places. And I'm like, yo, you know what I got to take into account? You probably a high schooler. You
know what I'm saying?
Right? Or this is like your first like real apartment.
Yeah.
And you didn't figure out that Starbucks ain't going to cover it.
Yeah.
So all that.
No matter how busy it is, it ain't going to cover it, dog. No matter how much work you think you did, it's not going to cover it.
So
dog.
All that lip and all that attitude that you got behind that counter, I ain't even tripping on there.
Get up out of there.
Probably not even my age or on this level right now. You don't understand what the Starbucks is doing for me right now, all right? That's why you behind the counter.
Starbucks only good to buy sneakers, man.
Shout out to the baristas that take their job seriously.
Yeah.
Everybody justice.
Yeah.
Not to get too lost in the sauce because I know we got things going on.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's see. Moving. What else was it? Yo, you want to talk about this list real quick?
Yes, yes. I love the comment that 19 Keys left on that list, though. I love that comment. And is it still up there? It was at the top. It's okay. I remembered it.
What'd he say? What 19 Keys say?
So the list that we're about to read off right now, not all of it, is a group of women on Facebook that created a list of places that men should not take women on a first date, that we should not take women on a first date.
Mind you, we know that this doesn't speak for all women. We know that there's a lot of y'all out there that will mess or
that don't
that
mind,
know a
bro.
Real one at
that
the end
appreciate
of the day.
It. Yeah, that will appreciate it. These are for the bougie ones that want to live
that
the life that they're not.
I want to go to specific restaurants and take pictures at specific places.
Stop it. These are the ones that think they got it, that sit here and could get a $5,000 bag with no money in it.
All right.
Stop it.
Here's the list. All right.
It's my fault. What 19 Keys said about list was the fact that people, and not just women, but people always focus on the stuff that they don't want. Ooh. It would have been better to put a list of places that y'all would want to go.
Yep.
Places that y'all would love to go to.
But y'all just deaded a whole bunch of stuff.
Y'all
and now we know who to look
stuff.
Out for.
Yes. Yes.
All right. You ready?
Anyone who takes a picture like that,
and I get
stay
this.
Away from them.
And
bro.
I'm not even mad at this one.
Go ahead.
I'm not mad at the first
of
one.
Course, I'm not
but
mad
I get
at
it.
A couple of them.
I get it. Yeah. Especially depending on where you may live.
You know what I'm saying?
I totally understand.
These people must
but,
have been like LA or something.
Yeah, exactly.
New York
bro.
Or something. That made the
Cheesecake Factory is obviously number one on the list. Because that's what sparked this whole conversation.
Come
right?
On. Yeah.
Applebee's. I'm not mad at that.
Nah. Yeah.
Get it.
Applebee's is the family restaurant, bro.
I'm not mad at that. Yeah. First date, not mad at
Definitely
that.
Definitely not.
Chili's.
See, that's a toss up, bro. That's a toss up. That is a toss up, bro. Because I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm not going to lie. You can get good food and good drink for a good price.
Bro.
First date, I'm not, I would,
Is it Chili's that's doing it right now with the dollar margaritas?
If they got dollar margaritas, I'm going there right after I get out of here. Because
if it's them, bro, what are we talking about?
Bro, listen, they do the $5 ones for sure, $6
What
now.
Are we talking about?
Bro. Whatever flavor right, you want.
Cool. Honestly, I'm a nice little, you know, like 161 type deal, Center Street type deal. Mm. I feel like that's right along the lines mm-hmm. of like a mom and pop Chili's type
deal. Yeah, no doubt. You know what I mean? No doubt.
It's more original.
Keep firing off.
All right, what else we got?
Because Chili's is a toss.
Chipotle. First date, yeah. Chipotle's out of here, bro.
That's out, bro.
I get that.
Yeah.
Olive Garden.
Nah, that's out. That's out, bro. Olive Garden ain't been good for years, bro.
Yeah.
First date.
Nah. All right. Now, in my younger years, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Would we call it a date if it was just something that you knew that you had plans with? Not y'all was just killing time. Yeah, that's still a date.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Mm. I'm going to tell you why. Mm. Shout out Deja Lee. What up, baby? I see you. Okay. Shout out her. Our first date was at Dominic and Pia's in Waterbury, Connecticut. And we were pretty much killing time, but it was a date. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I was recording video.
Yeah.
We was having a good conversation, laughing, this, that. So
that's why I don't understand whatever number it is, the crib being not an okay first date. If you vibe I don't understand. What are you talking about?
That's probably the best first date. Yeah. A movie, make dinner at the crib.
That talk in the car?
Little wine talk in the car.
Man, y'all got me. Bro. Hold on. Let me keep going down the list. The movies at number 5 or 6, rather. Come on now.
Not for a first date.
First date, no movies?
Wow. Scary, bro.
Okay.
Who are these people?
Bougie. Any exactly. fast food chain. Yes, I'm about to reach y'all. Buffalo Wild Wings, if she's not a sports fan.
Definitely not the spot.
Yeah.
Not the spot for
yeah,
first.
It's not. No.
Even if she's not a sports fan, bro, Buffalo Wild Wings is too loud for a first date.
Yeah.
Too loud.
And it's back to being the family tip.
Yeah, type shit. Yeah.
Unless you at the bar. And even then, you don't really want to be at the bar with Shorty on the first date at Buffalo Wild Wings. I promise you.
Hell no.
That's when y'all family. That's when y'all go back to Buffalo. Wingstop, absolutely not.
Yeah, nah. You can't even sit and eat there.
No, you can't. You can, but it's not worth it. Yeah, and honorable mention, if you're going to do the long trip in the car, mm-hmm. right? Or if you're going to do the long talk in the car,
yeah,
you can pick up the Wingstop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably not the first date.
Nah.
Probably not the first date. Red Lobster. I get it.
Played out.
And another family zone.
Yeah, another family zone.
You used to go to Red Lobster with your grandparents.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not bringing Shorty to Red Lobster.
That's true.
A buffet. Nah, it's too.
Nah.
It's not sanitary.
It's gotta be hibachi if it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hibachi would be a great first date.
Not even gonna do you like that. Even like as a spouse, I'm probably not gonna do you like that.
Yeah, nah.
Unless that's something you
want.
Unless
you want, yeah, let's go. Me and Shorty love the buffet. Yeah. We haven't been in like 5 years, bro. 5 years.
When the word comes, all right, bet, we can go.
We drive by to be like, dang, we should go to the buffet. Nah, we go to Stop and Shop and get these groceries.
Shout out to Ponderosa. If y'all know, you know.
Yo, see.
If you know, you know. IHOP. IHOP is at number 13.
Definitely not a first date.
Denny's, number 14.
Yo, IHOP and Denny's are places to go the morning after the bar, bro.
Or if you go to a show.
Come on.
If you're going to a show and y'all nice, stop at the Denny's or the IHOP on the way home.
There's way better diners, though.
Way better.
There's way better diners.
Shout out to Athens.
Yes, that Athenian diner, always been a hit.
Yo, RIP what was it called? At the end of South Main Street.
Hojo's? Ugh. Bro, I couldn't.
I know, man.
We've been there.
Once upon a time.
Yeah, once upon a time. And once a year.
And then when it started dwindling at the end, it got real.
Nah, that 2 o'clock in the morning after the bar hour used to get real over there.
Church? No. Starbucks?
No Starbucks.
Not the first date. No.
Nah, you can go to a coffee shop if y'all doing a coffee date. Bro.
Once upon a time, high school Starbucks.
That's because it was there.
Yeah.
You ain't know no coffee shop.
Go study real quick.
Now it's a coffee shop. Mom and pop joint. Shout out Spirit Cafe. The
coffee shops is up here.
Downtown Waterbury.
Yep. Coffee dates is up here right after.
I rock with coffee dates, bro.
Ice cream dates.
Depends on where you're going.
Yeah. Who you with.
Yeah.
Man, let's keep it real. Allergies, bro.
Right.
If you lactate, if you lactose intolerant.
Bro said lactate.
Chill. I did.
Chill.
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 If you lactose intolerant, bro. No.
Yeah, nah.
Don't do it to yourself.
Nah. You're going to be shitting the whole way home.
But if y'all looking for something real nice and fancy, bro, there's actually a farm before it get too cold. Ooh. Farm out in Oxford. They make their own ice cream, milkshakes, all that good stuff.
I like stuff saying. Like that. As long as it's not Carvel, no Carvel. It's got to be Milkcraft or a mom and pop spot.
Mom and pop. Oh, Big Dipper on Prospect Road.
You know what I'm saying?
East Mountain. Another spot for y'all to go check out before it get too cold.
You rock with that.
And they close for the season, so definitely get up there before, you know.
We gotta do family functions, movie night, Netflix, pool, etc. Something that requires a long drive on the first date, I get it entirely. Let me make sure I got my mic. Bowling on the first date, no.
Wow.
Nightclubs on the first date, absolutely not. Hookah bar, I could understand how we end up there, but honestly, that's not a first date.
It's not the first date nor the first stop.
And that's like, I met you at the club and we already out. We already in this mode.
You want to leave the bar and go?
We got a group. Yeah, we traveling together.
So here's my thing, right? Mm. It's like they say no bowling, no none of this. But is laser tag up there? Mini golf?
Nah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? How are these
sporting events are not, because I already said it, bro. If we can take the pick, it's fine. Crazy. Top golf, we can take the pick. Oh, We're going. Laser tag at the right corner in the right spot in the building. We could take the pick. They got these photo booth shits now.
Mm.
The photo booth bars, they got a whole warehouse with these shits now, bro. I was trying to put them together before anybody else did, but I need to talk to Kells and a few other people about building permits and shit like that, because I'm still trying to put together a warehouse of different, between photo booths, gaming centers, and a studio, just to have it all in one spot and be able to, I think...
We can do damage.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, bro, that's that list. Y'all let us know how y'all feel about that in the comments or wherever y'all feel free.
That list is ass.
Trash.
It's like 50% of it.
What can we close out with? Let me get two more things real quick. Shout out to Yo, shout out to Jay.
Yeah,
right. And
keeping it a stack with niggas.
And letting everybody know there's no reason to come sit with me if you could get the 500K.
Literally.
Just take the 500K and go listen to the albums. Everything that you'll get from me in the dinner is in the albums.
It's crazy.
And it's been there, believe it or not.
That's crazy.
So that's my favorite part of that whole spiel.
I love that.
Shout out to that and to him showing him being a father to Blue and just what it's like. Yo, I'm still a dad at the end of the day. Bro. She embarrassed by me.
Yeah.
And there'd be times where she want to be right underneath me. So all that stuff just makes you, between you, the superstars, or whoever it is, that's a father, all that stuff be making me feel so enthused and like, I'm in a rush to get there, bro.
Yeah.
And 5 months have already passed. And I'm like, or 4 months have already passed. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, okay.
Don't rush it. Enjoy it. I'm telling you. Just enjoy it now.
Nah, but I'm, bro.
I
came from a big family dynamic. Yeah. And then my sisters had kids. And then them kids had kids. So
y'all, listen,
I've been taking care of everybody since ever.
Y'all hear this shit this week.
Wait
till that baby pop.
Honestly, bro, y'all gonna be waiting for it because I'm never gonna complain. I'm really, really
of
that mindset where it's like, nah, I'm prepared for this. I hear all y'all, but nah, I've been prepped for this. And God been trying to get me right. Like, when it comes, bro.
Yeah, wait.
Me either. I can't. I'm happy
for y'all, man.
I also, though, while we're here on the subjects of dads and parents.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to these people for their immaculate book rollout, because that's what it better be titled as. Because the way that they have been functioning for the past couple of months is crazy.
Who's that?
Jada. The Scorpio.
AKA
Tupac Shakur Jr.
Yes.
Yo, Jada went sick in these past 2 months, and they label it a book rollout.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. And Will is on board with this book rollout.
Fire.
But me and Shorty had talked about it, and I was like, you know, as their kids, you either got to be cool with it, or you got to be like, nah, I'm not messing with y'all right now.
Yeah.
We can't talk. And one of these reports, they had said they have been trying to remain private on family matters.
And wish they did.
And and I'm like, damn, bro, to be Willow, to be whatever the other one's name, not Jaden, the other one.
Oh, the other cat.
I think he's Will Jr. But to be any three of them, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, damn, bro, okay.
Yeah.
We just,
and I mean, they genuinely feel bad for their pops too. Like, it's a lot, bro. It's a lot, bro. And I know that shit is crazy. Even no matter how big of a star you are, going through some regular real life bullshit, bro, I know that shit. It still affects you the same, bro.
And for your response to be, I'm with her no matter what, and I got her back, and I totally understand XYZ. It's just like, all right, bro, I'm not gonna call you a cuck, but whoa, I understand why certain people are looking at you a particular way.
Yeah.
Whatever dynamic y'all got going on ain't nobody's business, but I wish y'all would have kept it y'all business.
Literally, because what's the dynamic? That's my thing. I don't see the dynamic. Whatever dynamic y'all got going on, y'all even have one. Like, that's my whole thing.
I don't get it. Have one. I don't get it.
So hopefully everything goes well with them, man, for real, because we miss Will Smith, man. Real I know time. I do, bro. The real Will Smith. Please. Not this whole...
And I got my own investigation on that slap now after that.
Come on, bro.
And details being exposed.
Come on, bro.
What? You talked to her during my separate... Nah, we not separated no more. Guess what?
I didn't even look that far into it, but I knew
it that night.
I knew it had something behind it, bro. I just know it didn't just come out of nowhere from that one joke.
Yo,
there's no way that came out of that from one joke. This had to be some built up shit, bro.
Yeah,
had to be
something
on, bro,
definitely
bro.
Happened on the side. Apparently, yeah,
something happened before that shit. So,
real quick,
that was the trigger.
Shout out to the gentleman. They got arrested after faking over 20 different heart attacks in different restaurants to get away from paying the tab.
That's crazy.
He finally got caught. I mean, hey, if it works, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, bro. Like, he did it.
I wonder what restaurants. He probably did that shit at some expensive spot, bro. He was probably at Roof's or Michael Jordan's, bro.
Real talk. And then also shout out to Keith Lee for being a genuine dude at the end of the day. He walked out of a spot after seeing that other folks were still waiting in line and had not got it seated, but they were trying to get him, like those working at the restaurant were trying to get him in and seated. He was like, nah, bro, they've been waiting. Just because I got social media don't mean
I don't want
no type of special treatment. Yeah, I'm good on that. So shout out
to the real ones, bro.
Being a genuine dude at the end of the day.
An actual human, bro.
Yeah, bro. The fact that you know where you come from and just like what gives you the means to do whatever it is, just like, nah, bro, that don't make any better than nobody. Like, I really like that.
Your status don't mean nothing, bro, because you're still a human.
That's great character.
Take that status away from you, bro.
For real.
At the end of the day.
For real. We've seen plenty of petty stuff happen in, between our time here.
Yes, indeed.
Certain album drops came with a lot of craziness. Afterwards.
Man, listen.
Man, if it only was for the dogs.
Man, listen.
If it was only for the dogs.
Yeah, man, what you going to do?
We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's this week's show, bro.
Man, quick, bro.
You know? We'll be back.
Quick and entertaining, man, you know?
We'll be back next Monday.
Yes.
If all goes well. Next Monday, same time, same place.
Yeah.
Hopefully some other faces, more convo.
Yeah.
Might be around a little longer, spinning some music, getting back to our roots.
You know what I'm saying?
Fix Your Crown Pod.
Come on, bro.
Playing
We gonna switch it up to the Fix Your Crown show. Yeah. This shit about to be a show. It's about to be bigger than a pod.
I mean, it's still a show, but we gonna keep it pod because it's marketing.
Listen, man,
it's already in the name. I gotta do so much.
I'm talking about period. Like,
oh yeah, nah. This is the show.
Yeah, not
this is the show y'all want to be on and where y'all want to be
Fix
and present
pod show.
Whatever y'all got going on, please bring it to the show.
Yes,
bring it to the platform.
Yes,
put don't it on be shy. Media. Hit the inboxes, DJ Big Ron, Gifted, Power 203.
Hit us up.
Fix Your Crown Pod.
Hit us up.
I'm going to get a banner soon.
Yeah, bro. You know, we're going to get something stamped up in there.
Yeah, got stuff coming up. Check us out on Smokes and Strokes tomorrow at 11 o'clock. I'll be back with the missus talking about a whole bunch of nonsense. And hopefully the soundboard and all that good shit is up.
Yeah.
But yo, Ron, you got anything to tell the people before we go?
Nah, man. Follow me on everything at GFTD_BigRonCT. Follow the station at Power 203 FM on everything Gifted Radio. And I just want to say, man, oh shit. And I just want to say, make sure y'all walk in y'all purpose, man. You know what I'm saying? Order your steps, walk in your purpose, know what your purpose is. Everything that you do, do it for a reason. Don't just work a job just to be paying bills. Don't just be out in the streets just to be out in the streets. Nah, walk in your purpose, man. Know what your purpose is. Know that you got more shit to work for and more things coming your way. Big things, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I do, man. Shout out to everybody for hopping out with us, man, and kicking it with us here on the Fix Your Crown Pod show.
Yeah.
You heard? How about you, bro?
I mean, new music is coming because the third is coming up, so I got some new music coming up. Duce Nights, again, Nightwing Will, I'll have that to you soon.
Nightwing.
Not just no talking. I'm gonna make sure it gets to you ASAP. Because I really like my verse.
Bro got some good work, huh?
Yeah, man. I'm trying not to slack in this 33rd year of life. I'm trying to make sure that I do something with it.
And the new year is approaching too.
Yeah, and I don't want to be a quitter, so I gotta make sure that I put all this out. New season of 3rd and 10th will be Among Us, and then I finally get to put everything into like one big collab album for the first two. So I'm excited about that.
I'll finally
be able to do so. Just trying to be consistent. New streams will be up. Like I said, Smoking Strokes tomorrow and Strokes. It's the whole word, not just the N. Make sure y'all check us out. Go follow us. We'll be live tomorrow at 11 a.m. Me and Shan Mac, my wifey. With that being said, the idea is to be the goal, not competition.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Movies reviews and show reviews next week, by the way. Talking a whole bunch of Halloween shit and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
It has to be done.
But
with that being said, it is your boy, the Mini King, that still remains. Your friendly neighborhood Goku that wants you to be better than you do. I want you to watch the universe. Be better than your experiences. And yeah, smoke pot, eat twat, smile a lot.
Let's go.
We will see y'all next week. Shout out to the gang. Bye.
Later.
Safety, love, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Hit that button for me.
Since you know how sticky it get, hey, you know how sticky it get, hey, you know how sticky it get, hey, she want me to play with a cat, hey, she love how I make it a wet, hey, you know how sticky it get,
touch once,
you know how sticky it get, hey, you know how sticky it get, hey, you know how sticky it get, hey, she want me to play with a cat, hey, she love how I make it a wet, hey, you know how sticky it get, hey, you know how sticky it get, hey, you know I gotta bring the D drop, cause you know how sticky it get, hey. 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 She want me to play with a cat, hey. She love how I make it on wet, hey. You know how sticky it get, hey.
Power 203 FM.
Get on.
sticky it get, throw it a cat, sticky it get, 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 hey. You know I gotta bring the G block, you know I gotta bring the D block, cause you know how sticky it get, hey, you know how sticky it get, hey, you know I gotta bring the G block, you know I gotta bring the D block, cause you know how sticky it get, hey, you know how sticky it get, hey.
Power 203 FM.